Patricia Cornwell is a number one New York Times bestselling author, and she's written a new Kay Scarpetta novel entitled Chaos. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, hello. Nice to talk to you.
Kay Scarpetta begins Chaos walking to Harvard's faculty club to meet her husband, Benton, for dinner. And the next 24 hours certainly test not only her patience, but her forensic skills and her team. Set the stage for us, if you will.
Well, it's like you said, Scarpetta, she's walking across the middle of the beautiful Harvard campus on her way to the Harvard faculty club, where her husband, who's a forensic psychologist and also with the FBI, he's meeting her for dinner. You'll find out more why he's on the faculty there. But anyway, as she's walking through, it's terribly hot, and she's thinking about this big lecture she's going to be giving at the John F. Kennedy School of Government about the Columbia Space Shuttle disaster. It's a forensic talk that she's giving. All chaos begins to break loose. She gets a phone call, and her husband gets a phone call. Next thing, she's being picked up by Pete Marino and going down to the John F. Kennedy Park right there, close to where she's supposed to be giving her lecture the next night. And there's a woman whose body is on the fitness path. Her bicycle is some distance away. Huge disarray. Looks like a predatory assault, like an ambush of some kind. But as Scarpetta begins to work this scene and is faced with a dilemma of trying to cover it in the tent so people can't see what's going on, she begins to realize that this is not what it appears to be, and something incredibly sinister is going on. And it is quite a roller coaster ride. And I will tell people who are fans of the series in particular, you are not going to see the ending coming. It's not going to be anything. There's going to be something there that you will never expect, and it will change the series after this in a very interesting way. But it's not anything that will really upset people, too. Everyone is always afraid I'm going to kill somebody off in a bad way. It's not anything like that, but you won't see it coming, trust me.
And there was so much detail in the setting of the park and the Charles River. I'm wondering about your writing process. Did you walk through this park and take notes? And being a Boston resident, were you accustomed to the extreme heat you talk about throughout the book?
Well, yes. And of course, the heat, you got to remember, it's fiction. So if I want to make up a heat wave, you know, I can do that, even if there wasn't one. But what I don't do is make up the important things. And yes, Stacy and I live in Boston. She's at Harvard, so I'm very familiar with that area. And that's what I do. I try to inhabit these characters. And literally, what I want you to do as the reader, when you are walking through that campus with her, when it's in the 90s and she's sweating and she hates her shoes are killing her and she wishes she hadn't walked, she made a mistake and there's lots of things going on, I want you to feel it. I want you to feel the grass under the, you know, the bricks, those hot bricks under the soles of your shoes. I want you to feel what she feels. And it's the same thing with the crime scene. I want you to be there working it with her and know exactly what that is like. So I go into exquisite detail. I research it. And it's also accumulation of all the research I've done for the better part of 3 decades now. And the whole point of it is to give you the journey, is to let you feel it like a movie, to make you live it. And that's my goal.
Scarpetta has issues with her sister, Dorothy, who flies in to visit the family. This tension between them began in their childhood. Is she going to continue to be a thorn in her side?
I don't see any way around it, do you?
You did a great job with her.
Dorothy, yeah, well, this is the fun part again, because in Chaos, I love the soap opera element, because this is part of why the irony is part of what Scarpetta, what gets her into trouble in this book, is a domestic thing, because her sister's on her way from Florida, and she's all in knots about it, because her sister never comes to see them, never has. What is this about? What ploy does she have up her sleeve? And of course, inadvertently, Dorothy ends up causing an unbelievable problem in this book that, again, is going to shock people. So it's all fun. I mean, you want to scare people and you want to keep them in suspense, but I also want people to be happy that they did it, too. You don't want to feel them to feel they wasted their time.
And it's always interesting to read about the new technology you employ in your novel's plots. Tell us about the drone phenomenon.
Drones and unmanned vehicles. I mean, now we're even talking about cars. That's been in the news recently. Imagine anything that can be hacked into, anything that's computerized, that's using remote technologies, and basically anything that involves the internet. All of this becomes an open target for somebody doing something terrible. And we worry about this even with commercial jets now. What if somebody can hack into some system that could, like autopilot, and could divert something in a way but it's being, you know, the control is overriding what the human beings are doing. I mean, we have real things to be concerned about. And what I do in the Scarpetta series is people need to forget the whole notion of some sort of forensic thriller. What we're really talking about is technology. And Scarpetta employs all types of technologies that you don't normally see in a crime lab. And for that matter, I imagine weapons where you're weaponizing some type of technology or even something that could be innocuous. You weaponize it. What would a creative, diabolical person do with this? And unfortunately, I don't think there's anything I've ever thought of that hasn't been done. It wasn't done probably around the time I was thinking of it and has been done since. I mean, people are going to think of these things. If the possibility is there, they're going to do it.
To switch subjects and go to early technology, your press material states that you helped fund the scientific study of a Confederate submarine. Was that the H.L. Hunley in Charleston?
It sure was. I've got involved with that for a little while because one of the big questions, of course, in the Hunley case is, you know, why did it sink? And why did the, you know, were the people unconscious from carbon monoxide or was the metal breached? A lot of things not known because of the conditions, so I helped bring in some material scientists, some experts who assisted in all that just for a little while. But I now and then do get involved in real projects like the excavation of Jamestown, you know, archaeological things. I'm interested in all sorts of projects. I love discovering something.
And what an exciting life. And thanks for another great Scarpetta novel. And is number 25 on the way?
25. I mean, I've got my new Jack the Ripper book is coming out next year. So 25 is in very early stages of sort of contemplation, you might say. But you've got the Jack the Ripper book to look forward to next, too.
Well, that's wonderful. And have a great holiday season.
Same to you.
I've been speaking with Patricia Cornwell about her latest sure-to-be bestseller, Chaos. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Nothing seems to matter. Oh, is my heart on a silver platter? Why the strange desire that keeps mounting high? When I look at you, I can't keep still. Cause you. Yeah.